keep clapping, keep clapping. And let's welcome Ida.
You can do better. Hallelujah. Now, yesterday we were at Kafue, isn't it? Kafue. Wow. Now, in Kafue, I'm telling you, everybody was seated for the word. Those who were standing were standing. There was no movement at all. Do you know why? They were paying attention to the word of God. Proverbs 3 says, my son, pay attention to my word.
If you want to receive from the word, you must pay attention. Hallelujah. So during the preaching of the word, that is not when you get up to go and get water to drink. During the preaching of the word, that is not when you obey nature's call. During the preaching of the word, that is not when you chat with your friend. You pay attention. Pay attention so that you can receive from the word, because the word of God this time is the most important part of this program. When God wanted to create the whole world, what did he use? He used his word. When God was coming down on this earth to save mankind, what did he use? The word became flesh. When God wanted to raise Lazarus from the dead, what did he use? He said, Lazarus, come forth. The word. Tonight, you are at a point that can change your life forever. Because God has anointed a man.
Oh.
I said God has anointed a man. Right here. He's brought him all the way to be a blessing to you. Kabwe, are you ready? Are you ready? Then rise to your feet tonight.
Pray, lift your hands. Father, thank you. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you for visiting Kabwe. In the name of Jesus, we bind every demonic activity here in Jesus' name. We bind every wizard and witchcraft power that is in operation here. We ask, Father, for your Holy Spirit. Have your way tonight. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. First of all, I want to say thank you to the pastors of Kabwe for welcoming us to your wonderful city. God bless you for your participation, and I believe after this campaign, your churches and your ministries are going to a higher level in Jesus' name. We acknowledge all the important people who have been acknowledged already by our Master of Ceremonies. And especially we want to thank our provincial minister for gracing this occasion. Thank you for your great support for this campaign. We are thankful to the government of Zambia for supporting this crusade. At the very beginning of the crusade, the Minister of Guidance and Religious Affairs came to open the campaign in Livingston. God bless you as you help the church. Tonight I have a simple message for you from the words of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I want to also say hello to all the first lovers who are watching.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My message is very simple. It says, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom. Not everyone. That says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
Hey.
Now, whenever you have a lot of religion, we have a lot of people who become religious but don't really know God. Jesus Christ was killed by pastors and religious people. All the armed robbers were sleeping on the day that Jesus was killed. They were in their houses sleeping.
Hey!
All the prostitutes had closed from their work. All the bad people had stopped all they were doing. But the pastors, the Pharisees, and the religious leaders rose up to kill the Son of God. Even when the politician called Pontius Pilate offered them an armed robber, they brought a very wicked man called Barabbas who has raped people's daughters, has killed people, has robbed banks. They brought him and they said, choose between this man, Barabbas, the rapist and thief, or Jesus Christ, who was preaching, seek ye first the kingdom of God and healing people. Which one do you like? And the pastors and religious people chose the armed robber as their favorite man for the day. Hey!
Now, African, sir, if you are chalo, Nabenaba, listen, the umo, in beefy.
Jesus
Yesu. Eyo bonse bali abaka pyunga. Baishireti la fe Kano fe yu ine fe yu Yesu.
Hey. So it is nice to hear that Zambia is a Christian nation.
Chintwichisuma. Ukufakta Zambia. Chalo chabe na Kristu.
It's a second country in the world that I know that is called a Christian nation.
There
are only two
countries.
But the fact that Zambia is a Christian nation does not mean that you are a Christian.
Lelo! Temukutila tiryo Zambia ya itwe chalo chabe na Kristu tachile piwilo kutakne iwe wabomu ina Kristu yo.
Hey!
Hey!
There are a lot of people in Zambia who are not Christians. Even though Zambia is a Christian nation. Now, Christianity is not something that can come to you by osmosis. How do you say osmosis? Do you know how do you say osmosis in your language?
Ifinjelengwe.
Osmosis.
Mufinjelengwe.
Okay. You cannot come to Christianity or to Christ by just being with Christians.
Get you from winna Christu nangu kwisa kuri Yesu pamuna mfie wakuba na vena Christu.
There are some things you cannot impart.
What do you think to fmo? Efeta wingambu kishia.
You see, I am a medical doctor. I went to school, university, for 7 good years to become a doctor. I suffered in university for 7 years. By the time I finished, most of my friends who did university for 3 years were married with children.
Hey!
Hey! I did many exams to become a doctor. Now, I have children. But I cannot call my child, my son, and say to him, receive doctor. Receive it. From today you are a doctor. Receive it. No! It cannot be. You cannot become a doctor by osmosis. You cannot become a doctor by impartation. My son has to go to university himself. He has to suffer like I suffered. Otherwise, he will never be a doctor. It's the same for Christianity. You can't just join Christians and sit on stage and say, I am a Christian because there's one on my left, one on my right, one behind me, one in front of me. So I am a Christian.
Hey!
No way!
Nakalia.
So Jesus Christ Many times he warned people
that
there will be surprises. So Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, it's not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, that will enter the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils. In thy name have done wonderful works. Then I will profess to them, saying, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity.
Bakesano kutirati shikuru ni fetwa mombele ne imirimo ne finjerengwe na fimbifia pulamo na wakatirati fumeni apa imwe shimishive na kalia yo.
So I came here also to warn you that you need Jesus Christ yourself. Don't be confident because there are Christians around or that Zambia is a Christian nation. Jesus said, you must be born again. You must be born again. The people said, we prophesied. They said they prophesied. But Jesus said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. You are a sinner. Go away from my sight. You are not any prophesying person. Your real thing is you are a sinner.
N'abantu batire kuri Yesu ife twale sesema na mwishi na liobe na wakati rafumeni apa mwenchi tatubi.
The Bible says you shall know them by their fruits.
Ichipingo chitira timukabe shivira kufisabo ife wale twala.
If you are born again, if you are a Christian, you show it by your fruits, not by your words. You can't deceive God. God is not a fool. Yes. Maybe I am a fool. Maybe the pastors are fools. But God is not a fool. The Bible says, God is not mocked. You can't fool God. You can't stand in front of God and say, I prophesy, you know, my church is Zion Church, my church is Angels Church, my church is Anti-Demons Church. You can't fool God. Many of us try to fool other people. But Proverbs 15:3 says the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. So God sees us as we are.
Na mashia kwalesa yale tweba muchipingo utaki ilinso dia kwalesa dile mona pali fwebonse.
One day the prophet, a very great prophet, made a mistake.
Umoka sesema uwalumbukwa alipangile pwe chirubo.
This prophet, you all know, his name was Prophet Samuel.
No inatumuishiva ale tuwautan Prophet Samuel.
He was called to anoint a new king. But he made a mistake.
Lelo ali pangire chirubo.
He went to the house of Jesse.
Aile munganda ya kwa Jesse.
And he said, bring your children. One of them is going to be the new king. And they brought some of the children, the sons of Jesse. And the Bible says a tall, handsome one came. And the prophet made a mistake and he said, surely this is the one. Then another one came and he said, ah, this is the one. But he made a mistake. And God told him, don't look on the outward appearance. Because God does not look on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. And God said, even though these people look so nice, I have rejected them. Because God looks straight into your heart. You see, you may have all the outward appearances, but inside, you are not there. That is why Jesus warned. He said, two shall be in the field. One will be taken. One will be left. Two will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken. One will be left. But if you saw them, it will be like two ladies or two ladies on the stage. They look the same. But the Bible says one will be taken. One will be left. Because there is a difference that you cannot see. Jesus said, there will be 10 virgins. 10 virgins. 5 of them were wise. 5 were foolish. But can you see wisdom? When I look at you, can I see whether you are wise or whether you are foolish? No!
Yo.
All of them were dressed in white. All of them had lamps. All of them had oil. At the beginning, everything looked the same. But at the end of the day, 5 were left. 5 were taken. Tonight, you must ask yourself, are you really a born again Christian? Or you just look like? You may look like. And you may know how to say hallelujah. You may know how to say Lord, Lord. But Jesus said, it's not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, that will enter. You know, I remember some years ago, I was in the hospital, and my professor, he called us, he said, come and see a very rare but interesting case. We were at the gynecology department. Is that how you say gynecology?
In chenshisha pakulo lekesha ifya munda mukati.
When we went in, there was a beautiful young lady, 20 years old. Beautiful. Shaped like a guitar.
Alabani mupanga kwa tichinanda.
She had everything, breasts, everything looked beautiful.
Fionsa mabele nefya shala, ale mone kabuino.
Hey! But that day we were to have a big surprise.
Lelo buli school, tuadino kupapishua.
When we examine her in detail, we found out that she was a boy. Yes. She did not have a womb. She did not have a womb. She did not have ovaries. Which women have ovaries? Is this, what language is he speaking? Do you have medical school in your language? You have in your language? Okay. She did not have ovaries. She had testicles. Yes.
If you're feeling.
Yes. Are you listening? Are you listening to me? I'm saying that. You see, when we went deeper and the testicles were hidden inside her stomach. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Are you listening to me? Tonight, listen. Tonight, God is calling you. Hello. God is calling you. To personally receive Jesus as your Savior. And not just to have an outward appearance. We have a lot of people. They are not Christians at all. Now, what is very dangerous? If you die, and you are not a believer, you go straight to hell. Yeah. I know somebody. He was a Methodist. Baptized everything. And one day he became very sick. And he died. And he descended. Down into hell. Just as he was about to be received into hell, there was a voice. Release him. And he came back. And he lived. And he told his story. And he said, it was the most frightening experience he has ever had. As he was descending into hell, he was shouting, I'm a Christian. I'm a Methodist. But he was not. He did not know God. He was religious. But Jesus said, many will say, Lord, Lord, but he will say, I don't know you. Me, I don't know you.
Yes, what did Amen give a tira shikuru shikuru? Atira ine shakwishive iwe yo.
I don't know you.
Shikwishive.
So even though he was in a church,
Nangu ali mulukuta,
he did not know Jesus.
Dai shive yesu.
So later he gave his life to Jesus.
Panuma apele no bumi bwa kokuri yesu.
And he became born again.
Eryo afyero na chipia chipia.
So tonight, God is calling you to stop playing churchianity because you are fooling with your very life. You know, you can see that Christianity is not real in a lot of places. If Christianity was real, we wouldn't have to check HIV. We'll ask you, are you a Christian? You say, when you say I'm a Christian, so then we won't check the HIV because we know it's HIV negative. Just because you are a Christian.
But
the HIV in the church, it may even be more than the HIV in the world. People who say they are Christians, you see many of them corrupt, stealing, doing everything. You can't tell the difference. What type of tree is it? What type? You shall know the tree by the fruits. You know, I used to go to church myself. That's why I'm preaching like this. My father made me go to church. But I was not a Christian. Yeah. I was baptized. Confirmed. If I had died then, I would have gone straight down into the fire. I thank God
that
he had mercy on me and gave me a chance to find Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. You know, one day when the Holy Spirit started to speak to me, I started to think. Some thoughts came to my mind. That was when God was drawing me. The first thought that came to my mind, what will happen to me when I die? Yeah. Would I go to heaven or hell? Because I don't want to go to hell. How many want to go to hell? Then I began to ask a question. Why did Jesus die on the cross? If he wanted to save us, he should just save us. But why all this cross? So I asked somebody, and he told me something I have never forgotten. He said, Jesus died on the cross for you because without the shedding, the Bible says, Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. You can never be, your sins can never be washed away. There are so many sinners here. How many of you have told a lie before, lies. A Christian nation, look at the number of liars in a Christian nation. How many, listen, how many have told about more than 100 lies since you were born in a Christian nation? Raise your hand if you have told
more.
What about the pastors?
Aye,
and the district commissioners and ministers. They have all told more than 100 lies before. How many here are thieves? All thieves, raise your hand. Okay, wait. You will not raise your hand. I will ask you another question. How many have stolen something before? Raise your hand. What about the pastors on the stage? Now, if you steal something, what are you called? A thief. How many thieves? How many thieves? Raise all thieves. Raise your hand now. All thieves on stage. Raise your hand. Thieves on stage. Look at the thieves on stage. Hey! How many have been jealous before? Jealousy. What about my pastors on stage? Jealous. Look at them. How many have committed fornication? Fornication? That's why some of you must lift your two hands and your legs up. Fornication, lift your hand. What about my pastors on stage? They don't want to raise up their hand. Look at it. Look at it. You are adding. They are adding one more light to the 100 lights. It's that 101 light. Listen. Tonight, I have proved to you that even though you are a Christian nation, you are a sinner. And without the shedding of blood, your sins cannot be washed away. That is why Jesus, on the night before he was betrayed, he took a cup and he said, "This is my blood. This is my blood, which is shed for the sins of the whole wide world. This is my blood that I'm bringing to wash away the sins of the whole world, including the sins of all Zambians. Tonight, the blood of Jesus is flowing. It's flowing from Calvary. It's flowing to save you, to wash you, to clean you from all your sins. What shall we do without the blood of Jesus? Where will you be? Where will I be? Look at my singers. Somebody like this lady,
Namayo,
a terrible sinner. Yeah. If you knew her, that today she's able to be on the stage singing, it's only because of something very powerful that can wash away
the
water.
Amen.
Cannot wash away. Water cannot wash away her sin.
Amen.
There is only one thing. Being in a Christian nation cannot wash away her sin. But By the day that she found Jesus, his blood, wash her away her sins and the sins of the whole world, all in the blood of Jesus. And today she can sing and she can stand here with me and preach the word of God tonight. I want to invite every Zambian. Don't joke with it. Don't deceive yourself and say, I am something, and only you find out you are not. Tonight, God is calling you to the cross. Bow your knees to God. Because if you don't repent personally and genuinely, you will live to regret it. You will be shouting, Lord, Lord. Lord, Lord. As you are going into hell, you'll be shouting, Lord. When they chain your feet and they are leading you to hell, you'll be saying, Lord, Lord. And Jesus will shout and say, I never knew you. You know I never knew you. Tonight God is calling you. If you are a believer, bear fruit and let's see. Bear fruits and let's see. Turn away from sin. Turn away from evil. And bow your knees to God. And humble yourself before God. And repent of your sins. Tonight, how many of you want the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins? How many want to be washed with the blood of Jesus tonight and be born again? Then stand up and let me pray with you. I want to pray with you quickly. Everywhere. If you are here tonight, yes, you want to say, Lord, tonight, I don't want to fool around. No more fooling. I want to take Jesus as my Savior. I want my sins to be washed. And from today, I want to be born again. If you are here like that, then lift your hand quickly and say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus. Jesus, thank you for tonight. Oh God, I know I am a sinner. Oh Jesus, tonight I come to you. Have mercy on me. Please forgive me. Please wash me. With your blood. Lord Jesus. Please clean me. Clean me. Cleanse me. Wash me. With the blood of Jesus. I have done many bad things. I've done many bad things. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm jealous. I am sinful. Please forgive me. Tonight. I open my heart. Say it loud. Say, I open my heart. I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Save my soul.
Save my soul.
Please write my name in the book of life tonight.
Please write my name in the book of life.
Say my name is.
My name is.
Mention your name. Mention your name to God. My name is.
My name is Michael.
Please write this name in the book of life tonight.
Please write this name in the book of life tonight.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Say from tonight.
From tonight.
I am a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I am born again.
I'm born again.
I have received Jesus.
I have received Jesus.
And I am serving Jesus.
And I am serving Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For washing me.
For washing me.
With your precious blood.
With your precious blood.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Lift your hand. Say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
For saving me.
For washing me.
For washing me.
Tonight. Now lift only your finger like this. Just one finger up in the sky like that. Say after me, Satan. Satan. Listen very carefully.
From tonight,
I will not obey you again.
Satan.
From tonight, I will not serve you again. Satan,
from tonight,
me and you is finished.
I have nothing to do with you again.
I belong to God.
I belong to Jesus.
I will serve Jesus. Now wave your hands like this together. Wave your hands. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for saving me.
Thank you for saving me.
Thank you for washing me.
Thank you for registering me
in your book of life. I love you, Jesus. Take your book out. Take out your book. Take out your book. Wave your book, your two hands. Wave your book. Wave your book. Wave your book. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For saving me. I love you, Jesus. I will follow you, Jesus. I will serve you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I will read this book. What a blessing. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah.
Pakumpokelela ngomwana wenu mwe Yesu ilelo.
Yes.
Na itula kulimwe ngomwana wenu uyo waliwaluba na milomba mwe Yesu ukumbelo luse kumembushandi shonse shona chitire ilelo Yesu nsambeni no mulopa wenu uwaitike.
Yes.
Barine mwe Yesu nafuka mina imwe ngemfumu yandi ngakateka uwa mwe wandi.
Yes.
Ilelo.
Yes.
Lembeni.
Yes.
Ishinariandi.
Jesus.
Nemwewa. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Shaka kubombele yo. Chapwa lelo. Chapwa lelo. Yesu na mitotela. Babu mimuampela. Nokubo mwana wenu. Muli Yesu Kristu. Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, tomorrow morning, yes.
Tomorrow morning at 6 hours,
my Lord, chelo 6 koloko.
If you pray this prayer,
ngamwa pepe di pepo,
then you are coming here.
Eri omuleisa na pano
for a service.
Mukesa pano kuseli.
In this service,
muri ukukulonga na.
You hear the word of God.
Mukomfeshi di akwalesa.
You be taught from the evangelist book that he has given you.
Kabiri wakamisambiri senepe wakabira ombi.
And then you be prayed for.
Eri okabiri wakaisa di pepe.
And you receive your healing.
Eri omuka.
So tomorrow,
Milo,
morning,
Uluchelo,
6 a.m.,
Uluchelo, 6
you will come here. God bless you.
Tomorrow morning, everyone who prayed this prayer, we are going to have a service right here at 6 hours.
Come,
we pray with you. It's a blessing. It's time for miracles. Listen. There is power here right now. There is power. There is power. Healing power. Every curse in your life is being broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. How many believe that Jesus is a healing Jesus? How many believe that Jesus heals?
Yes,
and he saves. Right now. Whatever problem you have, put your hand there right now. Something wonderful is happening. There is somebody here being set free from demonic powers. Anyone being set free, receive it now. No movement. God's power is moving.
Jesus.
Somebody being set free in your eyes. If it is your eyes, put your hand on your eyes. If it is your neck, put your hand on your neck. Something is happening. Receive it now. Father, thank you for your power. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for healings. Listen, anybody falling down, screaming, whatever, bring the person to me in the front here quickly. Quickly, bring them here. Everywhere, from everywhere. Bring them. God is setting them free. God is setting them free. People are being set free. Yeah. Yeah, it's happening. Listen, anyone tormented by demonic powers, put your hand on your head right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command every foul spirit, come out!
Come
out! Come out! In the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance. Every dragon spirit, every power of wickedness, every power of devils, come out! In the name of Jesus. Be free! Be free! Be free! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your power that is flowing in this place. Receive it, it's happening.
Now,
everywhere, the power of God is moving. People are being set free. Somebody is here in pain. Pain is being destroyed. resolved. Pain is going. Pain is going. Pain is going. Alex. Do what is right, please. Father, thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, lift your hand, everyone. Lift your hand. Thank God. Miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. God's power is here. God's power is here. God's power is here. Satan, I bind you in Jesus' name. I bind. Everybody pray. Start praying. Pray, 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 pray. Demons are coming out of people. Demons are coming out of people. Demons are coming out. Demons are coming out. Demons are coming out. Demons are coming out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for miracle power. Deliverance. Deliverance. Power. Somebody who is blind. You can't see. God is opening your eyes. Receive it now. Deaf and dumb. You can't hear. Receive your healing right now. Receive your healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Something is happening. Something is happening. Power is flowing in this place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. And many people were healed. And unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. Listen, everybody lift your right hand. Demons are coming out of people right now. Pray, pray right now. Satan, I cast your power over the people. I command devils, come out in the name of Jesus. 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 Pray, pray, pray. Come on, Shabaya. Mandola Baba. Mandola Baba. Mera Mama Shandala Baba. Marola Baba. Every power of darkness is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Every power of darkness is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right now,
number
somebody with stomach pain, back pain, lump in your breast, whatever problem, put your hand there right now. Put your hand there right now. Father, touch, heal, deliver by your power in the name of Jesus. Confirm your word with signs and wonders. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Everybody lift your hand and thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. Oh, yes. It's happening. It's happening. Many people are being set free. Many people are being set free. Power is flowing in this place. Now, wherever you are, if God has healed you, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you had a pain, but the pain is gone. and you can see that something has happened
and
God has healed you tonight, if God has touched you, come to the front, come to the side here. I want to pray for you. I'm going to pray for everybody. If God has touched you tonight, maybe you were sick, you had a problem, and you can see that God has touched you. You are healed. Maybe you couldn't walk, but now you can walk. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Wherever you are, if God has healed you, not that you are expecting to be healed in the future, but right now, you can see that God has healed you. If God has touched you, come to the side over here. Quickly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you for your power. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to be very I want you to be very spiritual. The Bible says when the Spirit saw Jesus, the Spirit tore him and he fell to the ground, started rolling, wallowing. The Bible says wallowing and screaming. Now, that is what is happening here. And everybody here must be prayerful, because sometimes evil spirits come out of one person and go to somebody standing nearby. So begin to pray in the Spirit. Begin to pray in the Spirit. No evil is going to enter you. God is setting people free, and no power can come into your life. Lift your hand and pray. 1 minute. Everybody, pray.
Pray.
My God. Power. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power. We need some pastors to help because of the language to the people. If you can help us. So many miracles. If you can help to interpret. If you were here, you could not see, but now you can see. Lift your hands. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Lift your hand and come to the front here quickly. You couldn't hear, but now you can hear. God has done something. Come here. Lift your hands. I want to pray for everybody. Jesus, thank you.
Yesu na mitotela.
Jesus, thank you.
Yesu na mitotela.
Thank you for your power that is here.
Na totela pamaka yenu alipano.
Thank you for setting us free.
Na totela pakutukakula.
From the clutches of wicked evil powers. Thank you for the city of Kabwe. Power is released in this city. Thank you for this is a time of visitation for this city. I pray for every family that is represented here. Jesus. Let your healing power and your mercies be released in every household, every family. In the name of Jesus. When they go back to their houses, whatever has been harassing them, thank you, Jesus. It is broken tonight. It is broken tonight. The curse is finally broken. And the long awaited breakthrough has come. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your mercy. Lift your hand and thank God right now.
For over 10 years.
Wow.
Evangelist.
Jesus is a healing Jesus.
This is her neighbor. She had to hold her hand to bring her to the campaign.
Wow.
Now, as she was praying, suddenly her eyes are opened. She is seeing, she is counting fingers, she's seeing colors.
Wow.
Demi Lumbanya, Demi Lumbanya. Demi Lumbanya, Demi Lumbanya.
Demi Lumbanya.
Ma, what happened to you?
Blue.
Blue? You are her neighbor.
Yes, I'm her neighbor.
What happened to her?
When you were coming here? She could not see.
But you know, I'm a prayer to our chamber.
We raised up our hands.
No, Mwala Mwachanati, Imini, Ikatena, so when about Saika Menso. So about our prayers, Yapo, our land at Namonai.
Niabonai, what does Niabonai mean?
When you say that, raise up your hand. Put your hand where your problem is.
Wow.
And she raised her hands and placed them over her ears. And immediately she shouted, I can see.
I can see.
Everything is double, double.
I am waving.
I am waving.
Yes.
How many fingers?
One.
How many fingers?
Two. Five.
Five. Can you see my face?
Yes.
What is my face like? Who am I?
Light, light.
Light, light. Light, light. Light, light.
Light.
Wow, come. Jesus, thank you for wonderful healing tonight. Only Jesus can. I don't know how to open eyes, blind eyes, but Jesus. Be there. What is this?
Evangelist, this is amazing. For 2 years, this lady was totally deaf in this ear.
Wow.
Totally deaf. But tonight, evangelist, when you prayed, she suddenly noticed her hearing was restored.
Wow.
Bakabina wambila nsuma. Ababa mayaba, bali kwe toku twi, ukwa kukulio, takwale umfakwali komene. Lelele mwachisa pepa wakabila wambila nsuma. Apopene, no kutwi, kwa isuka no kumfwaba umfwa.
The left ear, the left ear.
What happened to you, my dear?
For
the past almost close to about 3 years, I started hearing some kind of ringing in the ear.
It's called tinnitus. It's a symptom.
So,
somebody was talking from this side, I couldn't hear unless I turn like this.
And tonight,
but tonight, when you said, if for those that have been healed, then I tried to close like this, I was able to get you.
Beautiful.
Then I moved to a lady who was near me. She was talking from this side. I wanted to verify. So yeah. I closed this one.
Okay.
But I was able to hear
her. Wow. Why don't you give Jesus a mighty clap of
offering?
Lady, we are in Kabwe. We are in Zambia. We've been to Livingston. We've been to Chumo. Is it Chumo?
Choma.
We've been to
Monzi.
We've been to Mazabuka.
Mazabuka.
And now we are in Kabwe. And this lady was deaf in one side. For 3 years, this side was gone. And suddenly, yes, and she checked it herself. Why don't you give Jesus a shout? Are you happy?
I'm very happy.
Why are you happy?
I'm happy because now I'm able to hear, since I'm a nurse by profession.
Oh, you are a nurse? Ah, you see, that's why she tested it that way. She's a nurse.
Yes. I had
challenges when I was dealing with the patients. As they are talking to me, I couldn't hear whatever they were saying unless I turn like this.
Wow. Why don't you clap for the healing, Jesus? Olivia, what is happening in Kabwe?
Evangelist, she went to the hospital. They examined her and said she has got glaucoma in the eye.
Glaucoma.
Evangelist, she says that wherever she sees anybody, every everything was in a mist.
Mist.
Tonight, after you prayed, the mist has disappeared. And now she can see clearly.
Clearly. Is it true?
Yes, it is true.
What
yes.
happened? Your eye was misty.
I was seeing the people in the mist.
In the mist.
White.
Fuge. Fuge.
Yes.
What is fuge?
Mist.
Listen, tonight is just the first night. Tomorrow night, everybody here, how many want the whole of Kabwe to be registered in the book of life? Tomorrow night, I want you to come to this field with 10 people each. 10 people from your house. How many are going to do that? Tomorrow night is the last night in Kabul. Fuge.
Yes.
Miss. And now?
And today, glaucoma is no more.
Glaucoma is no more. So when fuge is gone, what is it called?
Yes.
Clear. Clear. How do you say clear?
I can see you clearly.
You can see me
clearly. Yes. So you are not in the mist.
I'm not in a mist. I am no more in a mist. Give the Lord a shout.
La deni Yesu, 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 la deni Yesu. Tarimka, 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 tarimka.
BDR, what is happening?
Evangelist, 4 months ago, this lady had surgery. For an anal fissure.
Anal fissure. Wow.
She couldn't sit. She couldn't stand. She couldn't walk. She had to be carried here in a taxi. But tonight, evangelist, when you prayed, she stood up. She's been sitting here for several minutes without pain.
Wow.
Yes.
Bakamila wambilansuma.
Wow. She had what is called an anal fissure,
bleeding.
Anal fissure is what you call is a cut in the anus, a line like this, cut like a knife. And you cannot stand. And they did a surgery.
Yes, 4 months.
And you could not sit.
She could not sit, evangelist.
Let her.
I used to pass large clothes. I thank God I'm healed.
And you were carried here. Were you carried here?
Yes. I carried her with a taxi.
Carried her with a taxi. And now you can walk.
I can walk. No pain.
He's a healing Jesus. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this boy could not see in both eyes. Yes, for 2 years. That's the mother.
This is a mother.
And now, evangelist.
Number.
Grandmother. Okay. And now, he's seeing. He's counting fingers. He can see clearly.
Little boy, what's your name?
Ishinari Obenwenani?
What was wrong with you?
I could not see.
I could not see. And now, can you see?
I can see.
You can see now.
Hey. You do miracles of rain. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles of rain. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Are you happy that you can see?
Now Timothy,
yes. Are you surprised that you can see?
Now Papa Utiatulemona says yes.
He's surprised.
I'm surprised.
You can see me. What am I doing?
I'm
waving. Wow. How old are you?
11.
11. 11. This little boy, 11 years old, could not see. For how long?
For 2 years.
2 years. And tonight, Jesus has healed him. I wonder what kind of blindness, maybe glaucoma, childhood glaucoma, I don't know. Jesus has touched him and he can see.
Yes, he can see.
Wow.
Wow.
And he says he is surprised that he can see. Give Jesus a mighty shout. Is happening.
Evangelist, we have a double miracle.
Double.
She could not see. She had pain in her knee. Tonight, Evangelist, the power of God touched her. She can see.
Tell us, is it true?
It's true.
Ishianka. Ishianka.
Chishinka.
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 Chishinka. You could not see.
I could not see from afar.
But can you see me? I
can.
What does my face look like?
Your face looks good.
What did she say? I'm looking nice.
Yes.
Right.
I'm looking nice. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist has had a stroke since October. He came with a walking stick. After prayer, strength came into him. He walked all the way from the back to this place.
Wow.
And left his stick there.
Wow. Is it true? What has happened to you?
Yes, it's true. Last year in October, I can't walk.
Can't walk.
Yes.
And tonight, what has happened?
Until now, I just walking a walking stick.
Is it better tonight? Can you walk a bit? Let's see.
Number.
Papa?
Yes.
Yeah, I can walk.
You can walk.
And then.
Walk, let's see.
And then.
Wow.
Oh, Hambanati.
Wow. Father, thank you for your healing power. Thank you for restoration of strength, and grace and mercy.
In Jesus'
name
we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Strength is coming back into his limbs.
BDR,
what is this?
Evangelist, another ear healing.
Ear?
Yes.
5 years.
She could not hear at all. But tonight, evangelist, the power of God came over her. And she noticed that she can hear again.
Wow.
Is it true?
Dishinka.
What was wrong with you, my dear?
I could not hear.
And can you hear now?
Yes, I can.
Amazing. It's like the miracle is so fantastic, you wonder whether it is even real. Why don't you give Jesus? Jesus is opening ears. He's opening eyes. The lame are walking. The blind are seeing. And the deaf are hearing.
Wow.
This is a medical doctor. She came all the way from Memphis. Is it natural for ears to just open?
It is not. You may have to get hearing aids to even hear a little.
Wow.
But Jesus has healed.
Jesus has. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. What is this?
Evangelist, this man came for the campaign in
Kafue.
And what he experienced has made him come to this place to testify. Every night he has fits.
Convulsion.
And for the first time, after the night of the campaign, he slept soundly.
Wow. He has convulsion.
Yes.
Epilepsy. Yes.
Every night.
Every night. Is it true?
It is, Pastor. It started on 10th January 2016.
Let him finish. Yeah.
2016 January on 10th January. So it came around. In fact, it was coming every 3 hours at night. So when I attended this campaign in Kafue yesterday, I had an experience. It couldn't even happen at night. So that's why I've traveled from Lusaka to here to come and give my testimony.
Wow.
You
have the epileptic convulsions every 3 hours.
Exactly.
And after the Kafue crusade, no more.
No more, Pastor.
The demon has gone out of his life in the name of Jesus. Listen, when you see people screaming, falling, it is demonic powers that are going out. Because the Bible says, Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. And unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them.
The
power of God.
Amen.
Thanks, Jesus, for a great miracle.
Yes.
Great miracle. We thank you in Jesus' name. Give the Lord this man. We are in Kabwe. This man was healed in the Kafue. He's come all the way from Lusaka, about 200 kilometers to testify. Convulsions every night at 3 hours. For the first time, no convulsions. What else do you want to hear? Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. BDR, tell us.
Evangelist, for as long as she remembers, this lady has had chest pain. A cough.
Is the pain gone?
Tonight, it disappeared.
Strength in the name of the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Could not see properly for 4 years.
Could not see.
Was foggy.
foggy.
Yes.
Is it clear tonight?
Yes.
Tomorrow night, God is going to do 10 times more miracles.
Hallelujah.
We believe.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let them come. I pray for everybody. Let them come.
Pain in the neck.
So many miracles.
Healed.
So many miracles.
Pain in the neck is gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just a carpenter, some say, leading fools astray.
Oh, what happened to you? What happened to
yet
you?
Many need.
I came here with a terrible headache. I had a stiff neck.
Stiff neck. Bend your neck. Is it gone?
Gone.
Cervical spondylosis is healed tonight.
Wow. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Leave it down. Leave it down. Thank you, Jesus.
And in his eyes, they glimpse the power.
Jesus. Thanks.
To see what's wrong with the heart of all men.
Cancer. Father, for we break every cancer of the eye, Jesus.
He speaks his father's word.
Jesus.
When he comes. Just depend on you and the power of your name. Oh. And as we call upon your name,
thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Your strength to weakness to show.
Yes, Jesus. Thanks for your power.
We can know.
Thanks for your power. Thanks for your mercy.
As we lift your holy name.
For you.